know, I'm trying to formulate this, but I mean, the section on the body, the contemplation of the body, really, isn't this more fabricating a mental wholesome image of what it is as opposed to the unwholesome or the, construct of, like looking at the component parts or a subha. But when we talk about mindfulness, how can we know the body any way other than actually waiting? I mean, when we talk about mindfulness of the body, and we talk about body contemplation, these are two, being mindful of the body, as far as I experience, is really only available through vedana. Whereas the first foundation of mindfulness on the body is really very gross mental projections to try to attenuate unreal constructs of what the body is, as a body being, something that's mine, something that's permanent, something that's beautiful. So we actually counter those body constructs with other mental constructs that we kind of superimpose on top of them to de-attenuate those constructs. So when we actually have mindfulness of the body, in reality, it's a way to practice. I mean, I obviously have a
Goenka background. we figured that one out.
But I mean that's not the way we can be mindful of the body. I mean, is there any other way? De-attenuate with mindfulness.
Well, not really. I mean, in the sense of because it's the actual, you think of mindfulness of the body in terms of a mindfulness of breathing, then you're dwelling in both sensation, but then also the constructs of the mind, as well as the unraveling of those constructs of mind. Or if you're contemplating it's all of a piece, really. Because the mindfulness of of postures is more of a clear comprehension practice, which is laying a foundation of clarity. I mean, see, you can be developing it on all sorts of different levels, because some of it is an actual continuity of mindfulness. Some of it is an actual concentration practice or samatha practice. Some of it is a reflective and investigative practice. So it's really is encompassing all the different aspects of those four foundations of mindfulness, as well as the aspects of samatha and vipassana, and a lot of it is how it's held and how we utilize it, how we direct that attention, and some of it is more, mindfulness of postures or clear comprehension in terms of various movements will tend to be more of an anchoring in mindfulness and a continuity of mindfulness, as opposed to but it doesn't preclude an actual insight into the constructs that we're attached, how our attachments form, because the availability of insight is through the, it's like stepping back from the assumptions that we make, whether it's around the body or feeling or mind or the sense of self. So that I think that's where the say having experience in experimenting with different applications of the practice gives an insight in how to develop it or see what actually arises from the mind, because because in the end I think what we're trying to undermine is those assumptions of the seeing permanence in the impermanent, seeing satisfaction in the unsatisfactory, seeing self in what is truly not self, and seeing what is attractive in what is essentially unattractive. So it's like working to undermine those fundamental assumptions, and that can be gained through any of the practices, and then we apply the practice in different ways. So body, and so it isn't really a single track. I don't think.